Okay, today's Daf Dalet of Maseches Pesachim. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Vishat Moshe Dov and Shaul Pinchas, Shama Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, we are up to the first word of Dalet Men Aleph. Yeah. Okay. So this is a little complicated to figure out what's going on here. Rav's father was named Ivo. And his mother was named Ima. That was her name. Her name was Ima. So Rav was Rav's parents. Now Ivo had a brother, and that brother was named Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya was his uncle. Also, Reb Chiya was related, actually the brother of Rav's mother Ima, from the mother's side. So when Rav speaks to his uncle Reb Chiya, he's really his uncle twice over. He's his uncle from his father's side and from his mother's side. So Rav bar Achbe de Reb Chiya, Rav was the nephew of Reb Chiya. Ubar Achte, it was also his nephew a second time. He was a nephew twice. Okay, that's the whole story with anyway. No, it's not an problem because it was two from different. One was the father, one was the mother's side, so it's fine. Anyway, but Rav was his uncle twice over. Anyway, Kisalik Lahasim, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, so Reb Chiya says to Rav, Ivo Kayim? Is my brother Ivo still alive? Which means your father? Is he still alive? Amalei, so Machlokas had to read the next two words. Ima Kayemes. Some Rashi says it means a question. Ask me if my mother's alive. Meaning, father's not alive. Don't ask me about my mother. Ima Kayemes? So Amalei, Ima Kayemes? Is she alive? So Amalei, Ivo Kayem. Is Ivo alive? That's a Rashi says a question. Is Ivo alive? In other words, they're both not alive. They're both passed on. So he has to sit Shiva now twice over. Once for his brother and once for his sister.
How could he say their names? I thought he was supposed to...
It's a good question. It's a pretty good question. I don't know. Anyway, Amalei Lashami, so Reb Chiya told his attendant, Chalot Li Manoli, take off my shoes, because I got to sit Shiva now. But by the way, they had passed away at least more than 30 days ago, right? So it was called a shmur rechoka. You hear about someone passing away, a relative, after 30, at least more than 30 days. So all you have to do is a very abridged shiva. It's just one day. And so he told them, take off my shoes, I got to say shiva. But, v'alech kli achar levecha merchatz. And we'll get my stuff, we'll go into the bathhouse. Meaning, my shiva is going to be very short. We're not missing the bathhouse appointment. We're still going to that. And also, so Shmami Natlas. We will see things from this. Number one, Shmami La Asa Bin Sandal. Oval Asa Bin Sandal. Number one, an Oval cannot wear shoes. Because he told the attendant to take off my shoes. Number two, Shmami Na Shmur Rechoka Ein Nenu Hegetz Eliyom Echad. A Shmur Rechoka is only one day. So he told him, don't worry, we're still not missing that appointment by the bathhouse. It's only one day. But what it means? So it's one day, it's one day. So how could you go later on to the bathhouse? Shmami Na. Number three, Mixes Hayom Kekulo. Mixus Hayom is a partial day, it's considered a full day. So we sat Shiva for a half hour, that's it. Then I can go to the bathhouse. What this is doing here, I don't know. What this is doing here, I don't know. Anyway, Hahu to Omar, listen to this. If a guy always says, Dono, do Omar, Dono Dinai, let's go to court. I want to always take my issues up in court. I don't want to talk to the rabbi. I want to go to court. Bezdin, I always want to go there. Oh. So he didn't want to say that his parents... very good. Okay, good. So, Ahuda Amar Dono Dinai, Amri, if someone always says, I want to go to court, I want to, every time someone has an issue, they want to go to Besdin, Shma Mina Midon Ka'asi. He comes from the Shevet Don. Why? Because it says, Don Yodin Amo Ka'achat Shifte Yisrael. The Pasuk says, people from Don are very Besdin oriented. Most people are not. Don't want to go there. They don't want going there. So if a guy always is like that, his personality, you can take it to the baggies from Don. Hahudaka avika ozel v'amar akif yama asisanai birasa. I want to build a beach house. I want to build a house by the beach. I'd love to do that. Wouldn't that be nice? Badku, they check him out. Ashkechu demi zavulun ka'asi. That guy must come from Zavulun. Why? Dechsev because it says Zavulun l'chov yamim yishkon. Zavulun lives by the shore. So the Ben Yodah says, it's unbelievable. Pick up. You wouldn't and pick it up. When it comes to the Shevet, who wants to go to Besdin? Who enjoys going to Besdin? Nobody. Nobody enjoys going to Beis Din. Nobody wants to do that. Some, you have to find some guy who loves going to Beis Din. He's from Don. Yeah, but who doesn't want to live by a beach house? Who doesn't want that? Every person wants that. So when a guy walks around, oh, I wish I could live in a beach house. Wouldn't that be so nice? What's it say? Budgu. You have to check that guy out. Everybody wants to do that. When it comes to the guy who wants to go to Beis Din, doesn't say we're Budgu in the Gemara. You know why? You don't have to check that guy out. Nobody wants to do that. He wants to do it. He must be from Don. When it comes to the beach house, who doesn't want to live in a beach house? Everybody wants that. Right? So for that, you have to do Budgu. That's why the Gemara says Budgu, that you have to check that guy out. It turns out it could be he's from Zavulun, because they have an Atiyah to be over there.
What yeah. Are you telling anybody to check anybody out? What's enough community?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. Now, back to Psachim. The Hashta de Kaimalan. Now that we established that the Kuli Alma, everybody holds or Tehu, that or means night. So why are you doing Bedikas Chametz at night? Why don't you do it in the morning? Why are you doing it the night before? Why? That's the Gemara's question. Mechti, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Ubein L'Rabbi Meir, that both hold, they're going to both hold later that even though Chametz is Usur from Chatzos on Erev Pesach, that's based on a Pasuk, the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir made you stop earlier. How much earlier? There's a machlokas about that. Either 1 hour or 2 hours, whatever it is. A machlokas about that. But they both hold. You wake up in the morning, you go to shul, you dive at 7 o'clock, come home 7:30, 7:45, you can eat chametz. So what did you do with the chametz then? Why are you doing it the night before? Right? Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Meir, chametz enu usur ela mishesh shos v'mayla. Chametz is only usur from 6 hours and on. So, nidok b'shis. So then, duch v'digas chametz. It means before the sixth hour. Why are you doing it at night? And Rashi says something very, very controversial. He says, in the Rashi of Bein L'Rameir, Bein L'Rameir, he says, da'afligu b'masnis. And they're going to argue about this in a later Mishnah, soon. And I think in Daf Yud Aleph. Da'achaka, you have to distance yourself. Da'avid rabbanon la'oraisa. The Rabbanon made a distancing from the din to Oraisa. To Oraisa, you have to stop eating a chatzos. They made a rule earlier. Chametz ainu aser min haTorah. Chametz is not aser min haTorah. Now, Rashi sticks in two words. Bebal yeroa. Uba achila. And achila el mishe shos. Only from 6 hours. Misha avru she shos. 1 6 hours pass. Then you're not allowed to have chametz in your house. You're not allowed to eat it. Rashi says you're not allowed to have it. So Rashi took a very big step. Rashi said that on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, if you happen to have chametz, you're over the Isser Bal Yirah. Pesach didn't start yet. That's a controversy. Many say Rashi can't mean that. He just threw it in there. It can't be possible. Eating, you're not allowed to eat. Torah says that. But Bal Yirah, who said that? Okay, that's what Rashi says. Fine. Back to the Gemara. So, V'chi Tema. You want to tell me, you know why you're going to be eating, you know why you're doing the chametz, bidikas chametz the night before? Because zrizin makdimin lemitzvos. Because such a thing of zrizin makdimin lemitzvos. So I'm going to get a head start on a mitzvah. So there's no such thing, the Gemara says, as zrizin makdimin lemitzvos the night before. There's no such thing. Nivdok mitafra. To do it in the morning. Dichsiv, ubiyom hashmini, yimo basar olaso. Vitanya, kol yom kulo kasha lumila. You can do a meal the whole day. Ella's reason Magdimon Lemitzvos. Shinema Vyashkim Avram Baboker. Avram got up in the morning to go to Machlokas, when this pasuk is talking about. But okay. Now, no one says Avram got up the night before. Let's get a head start. Let's leave it for the Akedah. Let's leave the night before. No one says that. You know why? There's no issue of Zrizos the night before. So what are you doing Chabitika Chom the night before for? You want to do it because of Zrizos? No such thing. Do it in the morning. So wake up in the morning, do it at the crack of dawn, that's Zrizos. Like we do a Bris Mila. We don't do Bris Mila at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You do it in the morning. That makes perfect sense. So why is Chabitika Chom the night before? So Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, I'll tell you why. B'shah, Shebnei Adam, Mitzuyin, Bibotein, because that's when people are home. And also, V'or Haner, Yafra Libadika. And a candle is very good for bedika, which is what we use. Why is that? Why do we use a candle? We'll get to that later in the week. I think it's Shabbos or Sunday. Later in the week, we'll get to that. Why I use a candle. Why does it have to be L'Or Haner? It's the first words in the Mishnah. L'Or Haner. Or La'Abasa. But L'Or Haner. Why a candle? Why? We'll get to that later. So since And the Mepharshim explained, you need both reasons, add people at home, and Yafel, or in the Vedika. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Hilchach, therefore, Haitzur v'merabaran, if you're Talmud Chacham, and you have a shear, lo liftach be'idnei be'orta ditleisar nahagia beisar. Don't sit down to learn the night of the 14th, the 13th going into the 14th, meaning the night of the Bedigas Chametz night. Don't sit down and learn then. That's not the time to learn. Why? Because Dilma may be mashchalei shmaitze, your learning might get drawn into your learning, and va'asi lamnoi mitzvah, you forget to do the mitzvah. Like, it's so engrossed in your learning, you'll forget. So a lot of parameters to this. It should be brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. Hey, someone has a set shear, that's different. All these, you can go look in the halacha svarim, what to do exactly. If you have a shear, you don't want to miss the shear. It's not the end of the world. You could probably go to the shear because it's set and you're not going to get joined into your learning. No one liked it anyway today. Who's not going to do the Chametz because they were learning? It's a very unusual thing. For a bai, it wasn't so unusual. Right? But for a regular person, it's not so unusual. Yeah, you do say, if you're living in your house, and Bedigas Chametz is starting in 10 minutes, don't sit down and learn right now. Because you'll delay it, and there is a concept of Zerizah, just do it right away. Okay, Allah has applied. Fine, very good. Now, fine, so far so good. Now the Gemara is going to talk about a guy who rents a house, Mamish Bedafka on Erev Pesach, he rents the house. Whose responsibility is it to do the Bedika? Very fascinating Gemara, it sounds like it's boring. It's a very unusual thing. The guy's going to rent the house Mamash Erev Pesach. That usually doesn't happen, but maybe it happens. So, Boy Minei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir Bayitz L'Chaveiro. If someone rents a house, Ba'ar Ba'asar, on the 14th, Al Mi Livdok, whose responsibility is it to check the house, to do Bedika? Now, we're talking about a case where there's two people. There's the guy who rents it out. So in English, it's called a renter, a rentor. And in English, the person who rents, it's the tenant, right? So the rentor, the one who's renting it out, in the Hebrew, it's called the maskir. The guy who's renting it out, it's his chametz. It's his chametz. Because the tenant didn't move in yet. It's not his chametz. It's the rentor's chametz. It's the maskir's chametz. So why should the tenant have to do bedika for the maskir's chametz? Okay, could be. So
you go to a hotel for Pesach, it's the same.
Similar, very similar. So what about, forget Bedikas Chametz, what about Bitul Chametz? There's no question that the rentor, the maskir, he has to do the Bitul, his Chametz. He's renting you a furnished apartment for 2 weeks, a month, whatever it is.
For example, the reason to bring up is that we haven't discussed here what are the parameters of Bal Yeroi.
Correct. We haven't discussed that at all.
Right, so maybe you're the Bal Yeroi.
So, we're going to get to that in the next few days. We're going to talk about Bal Yeroi for the next few days. So, Al HaMaskir Livzok? Is it incumbent upon the Maskir? The Chamira Dideyu? After all, it's his Chametz. Oh, Dilmore, maybe Al HaSochel Livzok. It's on the tenant. Why? The Surah B'Rishus Eikoi. Because it's going to be in his Rishus. He's the one who's renting it. It's going to be in his Rishus. So, he can't have Chametz in his Rishus. Oh, can he? It doesn't belong to him. Don't we all do that? Don't we all have chametz in our possession on Pesach that doesn't belong to us?
Yes.
Some chametz you sell? Everyone has that. So, Tashma, here we go. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveiro. If somebody rents a house to his friend, ala socher lasos lo mezuzah. Who has to put up the mezuzah? The tenant. Why?
Because that's where he's living.
What?
That's where he's living.
So what do you see from here? That any mitzvah that applies to that apartment is on the tenant. Why should mezuzah be different than bedikas chametz? So you might say, there's a huge difference. Lashes mezuzah. Hasam, ha'amar of Masharshia, mezuzah, chovas hadarhi. A mezuzah is a din on a house. What if you don't have a house? What if you live in the street? You're homeless. You don't have a chiyuv to mezuzah anywhere. You don't have a mezuzah. You don't have a house. A mezuzah isn't coming on a house. It's not coming on you. So why should the landlord put up a mezuzah in your house? No reason for that.
By the way, that's a completely lopsided argument.
Why?
Because if you're saying it's on the house itself, who owns the house?
No. It's chovas hadar. Hey, Rashi will explain. Ha chamai. Bedikas chametz. What about bedikas chametz? So Rashi explains chovas hadar. Lefi shehu mishmarto. Because it's a shmira. It's funny Rashi says that. I would have said it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. I mean, it's an added benefit, you get a shmira. It's a shmira, says Rashi. Uksiv beisecha, it says beisecha. What is beisecha? Your house. Biascha, going in, nichnas viyotzeba. You go in and out. They make a play on the words, beisecha, biascha. So the landlord doesn't go in and out, only the tenant goes in and out. So why should the landlord have to put up a mezuzah? That makes perfect sense. Of course not. Why should the landlord put up a mezuzah for your apartment? Aval hacha, b'dikas chametz derabanan. B'dikas chametz, the rabbis made it up. Why? If was, that was the issue of bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, amale kaman, desagale bitl ba'alma. Rashi says, bitl's enough. Now what's going to happen in my house? If chametz in my house, it doesn't belong to me. So nothing wrong with that. I got rid of bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. Now I might come to eat it. Okay, so for that I'll do a b'dika. But that's not the derabanan. So therefore, imisiyach daito mine, if you get it out of your mind, umashvile ka'afra, and you make it like if it's dust, va'omar kol chamira bebesa hadein, and everything, all you say kol chamira, right? V'rabanan hu itzrich b'dika, only the rabbis made up b'dika. You know, why did Rashi have to give you half the nusach of kol chamira to tell you that? Like, what's Rashi being so wordy for? Rashi's telling you, it's totally different. A mezuzah is for your shmira. And b'dika is only because Rabbanan made it up. Because Rabbanan said, do kol chamira. Like, why is Rashi saying all this? So extra words. V'hashta, now, ki hai gavna, in this case, mi bailan, we want to know. Torach, azual, mi mutal. Who's this burden put on? Who is this din Rabbanan put on? Put on the rent, the landlord or the tenant? There's nothing to do with chovah, nothing to do with that. So back to our question. Who has the responsibility? So, Amalu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tanina. Another b'risa. Hamascha b'risa chavero. It depends on one factor. Who has the key to the apartment? Hamascha b'risa chavero. Imad shelo masa lo maftechos. If you still don't have the key. And it's the 14th. It's B'dikas Chametz night. Right? And this B'dikas Chametz night starts, let's say, at 7 p.m. when the Shkia, Tetzok HaChavim, whatever it is, and at 7 p.m., you're still waiting for the key. It's not your responsibility to do B'dikas Chametz. Chal arba asr al hamaskir livdok. It's the responsibility of the landlord. V'im misha masr lo maftechos chal arba asr. But if by the 14th, when the B'dikas Chametz kicked in, the tenant already had the key, al hasocher livdok. It's the socher's responsibility. That's the factor. Why is that a factor? That's when the kinyan, for B'dikas Chametz, that's when it switches. It doesn't switch when you sign the lease. It doesn't switch when you shake hands. None of that matters. When does it switch? When you are given over the key. Now it's mine. If you're given over the... By the way, it doesn't make a difference if you gave it to 11 p.m. It's still not your responsibility. Why? Because at the time that the chiyuv started, you didn't have the key yet. So you dropped it off at 11 p.m. You can tell them, by the way, do B'dikas Chametz first before I move in now. I'm not coming at 11 p.m. I'll come in the morning. B'dikas has to be done already. That's the halacha. Boy, Meir of Nachem by Yitzchak, Hamaske by Yitzchak Habero, Ba'arba Asar, on the 14th, Rashi says, Shachris, so I gave you the key in the morning. Now, Cheskasho Baduk, Owen Cheskasho Baduk. Is there a chazaka that a guy did the B'dikas Chametz the night before? Who would do B'dikas Chametz for a department that he doesn't even own? It's giving over to you in the morning. So is there a chazaka that he did it or not? Rashi says, "Mi machzirin lelahai maschir divadai badku emesh kimitzvos chachamim olo." Could we take it to the bank? Can I trust this guy? Chassam Sofer says, "Why would anybody do b'dikas chametz for no reason for someone else?" So he's a schir to do it. So can I trust him that he did it? L'mayin afkimina. What's the question? L'shaili, ask him. Go ask him, did you do B'dikas Chametz or not? The answer is, no, he's already spending Chametz in some hotel. He's Pesach in some hotel. He's already gone. You can't ask him. He's already on the cruise somewhere, on his way to some hotel. You can't ask him. He's not around. So, Latruche Lahai Mai. Do we make the renter, the tenant, do B'dikas Chametz again? Well, not again, maybe he didn't do it. Do we do that? Do we do that to the tenant? Or do we trust the landlord that he did it? So Amalahu of Nachama Yitzchak, Tanisua. This is an old story. We learned it in the Brisa. Hakol ne'em, listen to this Gemara. Hakol ne'emonim al bir chametz. Everybody is believed on bir chametz. Afilu nashim, even women. Afilu avadim, even avadim. Afilu ketanim, even ketanim. Meaning, I go to the 10-year-old kid, did your father do bdikas chametz tonight? And he's believed to say yes or no. That's a very, very crazy thing. It's a very big chiddush, no? The Gemara says.
Do we assume that BR includes bdikas?
No, bdika, bdikas chametz.
Oh, it says did, right?
What?
Albir
chametz. It means bdika.
It
means bdika.
Yeah.
No, bdika. How do I know if you did bittul? You don't, but you believe. We'll get to what it has to be believed. You have to say the words. We'll get to that. Now, my time of Mehemni. Why on earth are these people believed? Rashi says in the bottom. Halav b'nei ashu they ninu. They can't give edus. They can't give edus. Lav mishum, isn't it because? The lav amira didei nami machzikin and lei. The baduk. In other words, we don't need this. We don't need these people. And why am I asking the wife? To make her feel good. I'm not trusting her. She can't be an aide. Tosfos is going to ask that question. Tosfos is going to ask that question on Amud Beis, and we're doing it on Amud Beis. Tosfos is going to ask that question. Now, good question. Tosfos is going to ask that. They're believed to say, "Here's the Eir of Tchum." Tosfos is going to ask that question. Tosfos is going to ask that question also. Tosfos is going to ask that question. So, Devadai lo over al zel divrei chachamim. Nobody's going to be over divrei chachamim. So, why are you asking the wife? Why are you asking some kid? To make them feel good. That their testimony has no value. Afilu hu imam aretz, even if it's an imam aretz l'shar dvarim, even if this landlord is an imam aretz, chaver hu l'inyan bedika. He's a chaver when it comes to the kol's reason. Everybody will do bedika, right? So how can we believe him? My tam mehemni. How can we believe him? By the way, you know I always say this vort. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're sitting at the Shabbos table and you don't know if he benched. You just don't remember if he benched. So if you don't remember, you have to bench again. If you don't know if you bench, you have to bench it to the Daraisa. We don't say Safak Brachas L'Hakel. We say that about a Shahakel. We don't say that about benching. And then your 10-year-old son says, what do you mean, Daddy? You did bench. We just benched. Oh, right. You ought to believe him. He can't give edus. He's 10 years old. He's not giving edus. That's not testimony. It's not in court. So what exactly is going on here? I'm not sure. Don't believe them. We just let them talk. We're going to make them feel good. It doesn't even count what they're saying. Right? So why are we believing them? Yes, the Gemara, why are we believing them? The answer is because we don't need to believe, we don't need to ask them all together. Lav mishum techeskas obadar. Because there's a chazaka that they did bedika. And there's a chazaka that they did bedika. And why are you asking them? You want to make them feel good. Make the wife think she's important. Go ask her. Yeah? Once, that's the same question you're asking about them. You trust your wife, bought kosher food, right?
It's the answer throughout everything. If you don't do it, we
gotta stop. So, the Tulsa is gonna give an answer. We'll get to the Tulsa. You're asking the same question. Now. What? The question is, why don't we believe her? Really? We don't believe her. Why? We don't believe women about anything. We don't believe her. Why are you asking her? Why make her feel good? Really? What's the real reason why the batik is good? Chazaka, the guy did bedika. There's a chazaka. Why? Kasavar, hakol chaverim heim etel bedikas chametz. Everybody's a chaver. Who doesn't do bedikas chametz? Who doesn't do that? Right? The Rabbeinu David says, because it comes only once a year, everybody's excited, everyone does bedikas chametz. Titania, chaver shemes, if a chaver, a real chaver, he died. So chaver means someone who's very medactic in mitzvos. He died. Veiniach megura malaya peros, and he left over a whole warehouse full of peros. Afilu hein b'nei yom, even if you harvest them that day, harehein becheskas mitukanim. There's a chazaka that he took off the proper truas and mitzvahs. Why? Because that's how chaverim behave. They don't delay. They don't schlep. They're not lazy. So everybody's like that when it comes to bedikas chametz. It's not my apartment. So what? I'm the landlord. I'm going to do it, right? And why am I asking the wife? To make her feel good. Really, her testimony is worthless. Umimai, why is that true? Dilma, shiny hacha, and it's different over here. Mishum dikamrihani. No! The reason why we trust the husband is because the wife said so. So it is extra support. Why do you say not like that? Maybe the reason we're believing the husband is because the wife says, yes, I was there, watched everything. Atu amiru dahani midi mishasha isbe? 1 second. Can a wife give testimony like that? Is it mishasha means is it any, it's mamish. Is it anything? Is a wife's testimony anything? Of course not. Right? Ella, my de cheskaso baduk. Ella, my. You want to tell me the cheskaso baduk? Because it's a chazaka that everyone does bidikas chametz. Then, hi, I called ne'emonim. How did the Mishnah start off? This brisa. Everyone's believed, even a woman, even children, even avadim. Now it's saying, it has nothing to do with them. They serve no purpose. So why are they mentioned in this brisa? It should have said, kol ha'batim b'cheskas bodkin ba'ar ba'asar mi'boyle. It should have said, there's a chazaka that everybody does b'zikas chametz. And why are we asking the wife? To make her feel good. That's what it should have said. What does it say? Everyone's believed. What do you mean everyone's believed? No one's believed. We don't believe them. Why are you mentioning them? Ella, mai, mishum amiru dahani. There must be, since the brisa says they're believed, it must be they are believed. There must be they are believed. Halo amri hani lo. What if they wouldn't say anything? We wouldn't believe them. If they wouldn't say anything, then we would say the landlord didn't do b'tikas chametz. Right? Come to the landlord. You did b'tikas chametz? I plead the fifth. You go to the wife. Did b'tikas chametz? No, I don't think so. I was with him the whole night. He didn't do a thing. He sat on the couch all night. So then, what kind of chazak is there? If that's the case, if we're believing her, then what kind of chazak is that? Then tivsho dminei te'en cheskas obadik. There's no chazak now. We start off by saying there is a chaz. So what's going on here? Ella lo laolam emalach techeskas abadik. Really, there is a chazaka. Everybody has a chazaka that they did what's right. V'hacha b'maya skinan. What's going on here? Dimuch zaklan dilo badak. There's a chazaka that this guy didn't do it. How's there a chazaka? Everybody saw him at some event. He was on TV, on the news, whatever. He wasn't at Patikas Chametz. So there's a chazaka, he didn't do it. V'ka'amahani dibadkinu. And then the wife says, I did it. We did it. Me and my kids did it together. That's what happened. That's what's going on here. Here's a chazaka. We did it. Ma detema lo lehem nu rabbanon. I would have said they're not believed. Why are they not believed? How do you trust a woman? She can't give edus. How could you believe her? Kamash malan. Kivan since the b'dikas chametz midrabbanon who? Since B'dikas Chametz is Midrabanan, why is B'dikas Chametz Midrabanan? Rashi said this, the Gemara never said it yet. The Midar Raisa, because Min HaTorah, Bittel, Ba'alma, Sagile. Bittel is enough. All I got to do is Bittel to get it out of my possession. Right? Hemnuhu Rabanan Midrabanan. So the Rabanan allowed a woman to give testimony, because it's only Dindarabanan anyway. Okay? End of sugya. So before we continue, now we've got to see a Rashi. Rashi says two points now. This idea that b'dikas chametz only the rabbanon, and then the issue about the woman, which your question, right? So first we'll do the first issue. So Rashi says, dichsiv. It says in the Torah, tashbisu. What does tashbisu mean? You have a mitzvah to get rid of your chametz. How do you get rid of it? Says Rashi, v'loksiv tivaru. It doesn't say to burn it. It just says to get rid of it. V'hashpasa d'leif, hiyashpasa. I can get rid of it in my heart also, by giving bittel. It's good enough. The Torah says so. Says Tosvos, midoraisa, perish bekuntris. Rashi just said, Rashi just said, midichsiv tashbisu. It says tashbisu. V'loksiv tivaru. It doesn't say to burn it, to destroy it. Alma, hashbasa b'leiv, he. It's good enough. Kasha Luri, says Duri, what's Rashi talking about? The high hashbasa havarehi. What do you mean? The hashbasa is burning it. How do I know that? V'lo bittel? Not bittel chametz, not at all. D'tanya b'shmaitin, we're going to learn, I think it's tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, the next 2 days. Rabbi Akiva ein tzarach. There's a complicated drasha that they're going to have in the next 2 days. A complicated drasha about the first day yontif burning it, and harehu omer tashbisu umatzinu havara shi av malacha. Havara is an Av Malacha. There's a case where Erev Yontif, I think, is a Shabbos, so you can't. So it says Rabbi Akiva, Havar is an Av Malacha. How are you going to do? How are you going to do an Av Malacha on Shabbos? What are you going to do? So, what do you mean? What are you going to do? Who said you have to burn it? You see, clearly you have to burn it, right? It's from 6 hours and on. The achar isura, after it's usur already. So let's say you didn't burn the chametz. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Forgot to burn the chametz. So what do? So burn it down. It's after this man. So what? Burn it down. But you know what? You don't have to. I'm just going to do bittel. You can't do bittel now. You know why you can't do bittel at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Because you don't own it anymore. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It's usur bahana. And since it's usur, you can't be mevatel something you don't own. So you can't do, I can't do bittel on your stuff. So once Pesach, once midday comes, you can't do bittel anymore. So then how could Rashi, the only bittel? That can't be right. Right? The achar isura lo mahani bittel. It doesn't work. Lo mari says the re, midoraisa bittel ba'al masagi. Well, the Gemara says that midoraisa bittel is good enough. What does bittel mean? It says Tosfos. What bittel means is mitam de me'achad de shebitlu havi hefker. Once it's what it means is it means hefker. It doesn't mean I'm a vatalid like dust of the earth, right? V'yatzam erishuso, it leaves your rishus umutter and then it becomes mutter kidaminan avla teroa shalacher mishal gavala. You're allowed to see chametz that doesn't belong to you. You're allowed to walk into key food and look at chametz. What's the difference in key food? What's the difference in your house? Now, you want to do B'digas Chametz, you don't come to eat it. That's a gzera, it's fine. But once I do, I made a hefker. It's not mamash, not mine. It's sitting in my pantry, it's not mine. It's not mine. And therefore, I'm not osur. And that's how bittel works. It's not a bittel like a... Now, when we say we do bittel, we do both. We say the words, the hefker, we do both. Because we want to chop tosos as well. Then tosos says, v'amrinam bin adarim, hefker bin b'fnei shlosha. You have to make something hefker in front of three people. You can't do kol chamira by yourself. Look in your backyard. So the Gemara Tosfos says, nah, midaraisa ain't sarach. Midaraisa, you don't have to do that. Midarabanan may do in front of three people to give it some teeth. Midaraisa, you don't have to do that. That's one issue. But the idea of midaraisa bittul ba'al masagi. Now the next issue, which is what you all asked, says Tosfos, af agaf debachal davar shu biyadam mehemnan. We believe women on everything that's in their domain. Right? Nashim va'avadim va'filu midaraisa, even on a din daraisa. Demaisim b'chol yom, every day. Anu ma'aminim le'isha ve'eved al shchita v'al anikur. You trust the woman that she bought kosher meat. If she went to a non-kosher store and bought the meat, none of us would know. So how can we trust our wife? Maisim b'chol yom, you can trust your wife. So I can't trust her to tell me she did b'dikas chametz? What's going on here? Now, don't repeat this over at the table because it's not going to be palatable. It's probably not. It's difficult. The Tosfos is going to say the follow what he's going to say, and then he says, "Now that usar, that if food is that ma'aser wasn't taken off, mashma she'so mechaleho linim chala, she can take off chala too, right? Where am I? Umaiser bechamakom ma'aser also. So what do you mean? Why b'dikas chametz? We're having such a hack over here." Even though they could do it, a woman could do it just like a man could do it. Mikol makom, ihavi midoraisa. If this would be a doraisa, lo mehemninon luhu, wouldn't believe them. Why? Listen to this. What? Bisham, because teika tirchi yisera. B'dikas chametz is a big job. It's a very big job. V'tzarech dikto gadol. It needs a lot of careful, a lot of time. Kedemuchah b'Yerushalmi, shemafarish b'neishan hashem atzlonios hein. And women are lazy, so when it comes to go to buy kosher meat, what? Why should they go to the non-kosher store? So we trust them. They go to the kosher store. What's the difference? Where are they going? But 100% we trust them. Take off ma'aser, we trust them. Come to b'digas chametz, it's a big job. They give it up to a woman. Women are lazy. Can't let a woman do it. Tosfos says, and then Tosfos says, you hear that, Tosfos? That's all he says, three words, because they're lazy. They're lazy, and therefore you can't trust them. All right, we trust them because it's only a din derabanan. But if it would be a deraisa, we wouldn't trust them.
Why does Tosfos bring the case of Pashas?
But what?
Much stronger raya when you need them. Much more common than everything else.
So that's also true. It's also the same issue. Right? It's much more correct. You're right.
Eating
it is, not finding it. Hummus. Eating it is, not searching for it.
No, but...
Not having it, just eating it. Yeah.
So hummus is seen in the house during Pesach.
Yeah.
And they haven't done betel. Who is chayav for karis? Is it the Baal or...
It's a good question. It's a very good question. Then Tosfos says... We have time? Yeah. Utchumin derabanan mehemnin. When it comes to a tchum, which is the rabban, we believe her, right? Luhu isha ve'eved bevelo katan. Then Tosfos is not a katan because then Tosfos is, we don't have to read the rest of it. Tosfos is a katan.
It's really not lazy.
The katan is not believed to say where the tchum is because it's not on their radar. That's what Tosfos says. Kids don't know here yes and here not. That's not on their radar. So a woman is on her radar. An eved even, yeah? Not a kid. So for that, we don't trust the children, because not on their radar. Oh, here I was allowed to go here. They don't care. The kids don't realize. So for that, you can't trust the child. But for the B'dikas Chameit, the child's no different than a woman. Same thing. Fine. Iboy lehu. Hamaske bayis l'chaveiro b'cheskas batuk u'matzah she'eno batuk. I was supposed to be checked, and I walk in, and sure enough, it's not checked. It's not checked. Ma, what's the story? Mi'avik mekach tos? Is that a mekach tos? I rented a checked apartment. I walk in, it's not checked. I don't want this apartment. So is it a mekach tos or not? Toshma, the answer is going to be not. Dom Rabaya, lomi boya ba'asra de lo yahavi agra ubadgu. What about in a town where, some towns, they would not do B'dikas Chametz themselves, they only hired someone else to do it. They hired the company to do it because they did a much better job. We're not talking about a town like that. We're talking about you do it yourself. So of course it's not. Of course it's not a mekach tos. You know why? Everybody wants to do mitzvah by themselves. Guy walks in, I hired you to do, I rented an apartment, it was supposed to be checked. It wasn't checked. Lucky me, I get to do a mitzvah now. Lucky me, wow, I really lucked out. That's what everyone's going to say. Even in a place where you do hire someone out. So anyway, I'm not going to do B'dikas Chametz because everyone hires everyone out. Still, people would prefer to do a mitzvah with their own money. So you walk into the apartment and it's not checked. Lucky me, I get to hire somebody now, I get to spend $100 to have someone else do B'dikas for me. Look at that, I'm so lucky. What a lucky man I am. And then Rashi says, if you try to get out of it, if you try to weasel out of it, it's only because you saw a better apartment. It's not because you're really upset about it. Because no one's upset about it. No one's upset they had to spend money to do a mitzvah. No one's upset about it, says the buyer. And therefore it's not a mekach tos. Unbelievable line. Tanan Hasam, we learned later, Rav Meir Omer, Ochel Kol Chamesh, eat the whole fifth hour, Vesar from Tchilas Shesh. And then you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ochel Kol Arba, they'll eat the whole fourth hour, Vetolon Kol Chamesh, during the fifth hour you can't eat it yourself, you can give it to the animals, Vesar from Tchilas Shesh. The Kuli Alma Miha Chamesh Mitzshesh Shos Vulmaila Asr. Everybody holds that Chamesh is Asr from the sixth hour and on. Menolim. Where'd that come from? How do we know that? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you can't eat chametz in Erev Pesach. So Amar Abaya, Trei Kroi Ksivi, is two psukim, and the two psukim are associated with each other. Now, how they're associated with each other, I'm not 100% sure, but we'll read them together. The Ksiv it says, Shivas Yamim, for 7 days, Se'or lo yimotzi bibatechem. You can't have any chametz in your house. When? For 7 days. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, Ach, bayom harishon, but on the first day, tashbisu se'or mibatechem. You have to get rid of the chametz from your house. So Rashi says, when it says you can't have chametz 7 days, that means not 1 second of the 7 days can you have chametz. No, 7 days you can't have. But when it says, but on the first day, it implies that for a little bit of time, you can have the chametz still. Because I'm only getting rid of it now on the first day. That's a stira. That's the best I can come up with. That's a stira. So how do you resolve the stira? The answer is, hoketzad, how do you resolve the stira? L'rabos arba asar l'biur. It must mean, when it says, ach b'yom harishon, it doesn't mean the first day. It can't mean that. It must mean the day before. It must mean Erev Pesach. So we'll stop right here. We'll stop right here because it's going to go to Holkat. Well, maybe it's the night before. How do we get to Chatzos? So we'll stop right here. So because of that stira, it must mean that it can't mean first day of Pesach. It's impossible. It must mean the day before. And then tomorrow, the Gemara will maneuver that it means half the day. Okay?
Wow.
Everyone have stop here. Everyone have a very good day. Wow.